Today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. Here we see what happens to Jesus because it's what will happen to us in our baptisms. We see the Spirit, the sky is rent and the Spirit descends on Jesus like a dove. And so in our baptisms, what Jesus has done in preparing the waters of baptism for us is now the Holy Spirit now comes into our souls, our hearts, our minds. He comes into our lives. Now we are connected to God. Because you see, the Holy Spirit, a lot of times we're not really sure exactly who the Holy Spirit is. You know, we kind of get a sense with the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit's kind of like this, the mystery part of God. But the Holy Spirit is the one that connects us to the very heart of God. Everything that is doing, He is the one that connects Father to Son. And so when we get connected to the Holy Spirit, now we are connected into the very heart of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so in baptism, the Holy Spirit is given to us. And now we get to get into the very heart of God. We are connected to the very heart of God. So the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus and the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And then the voice from the heavens,
"This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
One of the kids at my last parish had was asked, "What does God sound like?" And she said, "God sounds like this." I think I did that a few times for them. But in any case, they kind of got used to me doing that. But God speaks from the heavens to Jesus. "This is my beloved Son." In baptism, then we become God's sons and daughters. We're beloved to God. Have you ever thought about that? Have you allowed that to sink in? What that means? Yes, God created us in His image and likeness, and from the beginning we have been loved by Him. But then He takes us beyond just creation which worships Him, and He takes us in and He says, "I want you to be my children. You are precious to me. You are my daughter. You are my son." We become adopted sons and daughters of God. I've known several people that have been adopted, and I know that they speak about their adoptive parents as their parents. They don't separate out and say, "Well, I have my quote-unquote real parents," meaning the biological ones, "and then my adoptive parents." No. The ones that adopted them acted as father, mother. They are their parents. Really. Not just because of some biological relationship, but because of the relationship that they have. And when God calls us His children, when God adopts us, He takes us from being His creatures, beloved, yes, but His creatures who worship Him, to coming and being sons and daughters. We get the same, get to have the same inheritance as Christ. We become full heirs as Jesus, who is by nature the Son of God. We become His sons and daughters. This relationship is the most important relationship of our lives. It's the most important relationship, and it stays with us. For even if we fall far from God, even if we run from Him, we run as children. Once we receive this sonship, we can no longer give that up. It is always there, even if we want to reject it. We are still rejecting the gift that was given to us. That gift is always there. We are His sons and daughters. We are precious to Him. We are beloved, just as Jesus was beloved. If you don't believe me, Jesus Himself says, "As the Father loves me, so I love you." That the very love within the heart of the Trinity, God says, now we have for you. You know, it's interesting that as part of an exorcism rite, if someone were to go through the formal exorcism rite, if they were possessed, for instance, they always go back and renew the baptismal promises. Why? Because that relationship as a son or daughter of God overcomes everything. There's nothing that Satan can throw at us. Because as God's children, you know what that means? My daddy's bigger than your daddy. My daddy can kick your daddy's tush. That our God is bigger than anything that Satan can throw at us. It's like the difference between the Empire State Building and an ant. You can't even see the ant in the shadow of the Empire State Building. God is so much bigger and more so. And our God is our daddy, our Abba. He loves us. We are His children. We are precious to Him and He takes care of us. And when we run to Him, there's nothing He can't conquer. I don't know if you noticed the sign out there. God answers an email. Funny, one of the students at the school the other day said, what is that out there? God answers an email? Don't you understand that? Oh, I thought you had maybe miswritten and I thought it was just God answers email. Yeah, about that. Meaning when you're on your knees praying, in case you didn't catch that. But God answers us because we are His children. We are His beloved. That should blow our minds, that God lets us be full heirs of the kingdom. So the Holy Spirit comes upon us, the voice from the heavens, this is my beloved Son, and that voice that speaks to our hearts and says, this is my beloved Son, this is my beloved daughter. And then God says, I'm pleased with you. I'm pleased with you. Do you believe that you're pleasing to God? Or do you believe that God has to put up with you? Do you believe that God kind of, well, He made us and, you know, He has to love us because He's God. But, you know, He's severely disappointed in us. We are pleasing to God. He may not like everything we do, but He is pleased with us. We are His children. We are precious to Him. And this puts a lie to the understanding that we have to do something to earn God's love. We can't earn God's love. It's a free gift. We don't have to try to earn God's love. What we do in our actions is a response to God's love, but it's not earning God's love. We are responding to His love and saying, I'm receiving your love and I want to give my love back to you. But so often we get this thing in our minds that if I do this, then God will love me. If I do this, then I will be pleasing to God. If I finally give up this sin or that sin or this addiction or this problem, finally I will get right and I will be pleasing to God. And God says, but you're already pleasing to me. It's not what you do. It's not what you look. It's not how smart you are. It's not how much you're able to conquer in your life that makes us pleasing to God. He loves us because we're His sons and daughters. All the actions we do are receiving that love and responding to that love with love, which we need to do. I'm not saying don't do the good works. We need to do them. But our dignity, our worth, it comes not from our works. Comes from the fact that we are loved by God. So whatever shame we may have, whatever self-hatred we may have, we can discard it right now. Because we are pleasing to God. We are loved. We are precious in His sight. His Holy Spirit has soared into our lives and made us His beloved sons and daughters. Made us pleasing to Him.